Well, hey guys, welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast of Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today. I had so much feedback and a lot of people emailing me about berberine and the discussion that we covered yesterday on this show in detail, talking about alternatives to statins. This is what the research was showing, and also blood sugar drugs and berberine. Basically, I should say, berberine allegedly helping out with a lot of those things. Allegedly.
No claims.
No claims. That I had a lot of people sending me emails about berberine, talking about it, wanting to try it. And so a lot of times when I get feedback like that and I get repeated emails over the same topic, I try to make it the best I can to give people basically a special offer to try it if they haven't tried it yet. And so we went in and put the berberine on silver here for a 5% off, a quick discount, along with an article that we posted in the email. So make sure you guys are signed up for the email. You can type in the coupon code BETTER, B-E-T-T-E-R, and you get 5% off berberine right now, shipped right to your door. And then order $150 or more, get free shipping. But also, too, check out the article in the email that we sent out on
it. So if they bought three of them, they get the shipping for free.
Yes, that's exactly right. Three, and you get 5% off on all three of them, and you get free shipping. That's where the numbers are on it. And also, too, be sure to check out the multi-packs of 3 and 6 packs that we've thrown together here now on its own platform. This is the top here says multi-pack. That gives you the 3 packs and the 6 packs right here on one page, so you don't have to look through all the best sellers or protocol kits. So a lot of people just like to go right in, add them, and stick them right to your cart. And also, too, remember, we have the subscription options on a lot of products here. So say, for example, you like the Ultimate Multiples capsules. You want it once a month. You could go here, subscribe, and say 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. You automatically get 5% off, and it ships right to your door every 4 weeks, whichever one you pick.
Well, now, it continually renews unless you cancel it.
That is correct. Yeah, it keeps going on until you cancel it. Obviously, if we don't get it, we're not told to cancel, we're not going to cancel it. You could do that on your own account, or you can call us up and we can do it. But quite frankly, it's much more efficient for you to do it, because you can go in, click cancel subscription, and it's done within like 10 seconds.
I've got to do that with a black seed oil. I keep running out. I'm hammering black seed oil.
Are you?
Oh, my gosh. We're going through 3 bottles a week.
It's ridiculous. I think once we get that, the two new prostate formulas that we have dialed in are coming out, you probably won't have to run as much black seed oil, though.
We've got one for hormone control coming out now, and another one for urine flow.
So we have 3 different prostate supports, and we're also going to have the trifecta 3-pack kit of 3 different prostate formulas all together in one kit. Pretty cool special we're going to have together on here, because the more research we do on certain ingredients, we find they have certain benefits and effects, but they go in different directions, because when you start dealing with different levels of hormone, different levels of basically inflammation, you got to attack all of them to get them all under control. And so that's why a lot of times we put these things together with different packs.
Oh, by the way, speaking of hormones and hormone control and testosterone in men, to sell trucks, break out the cowboys and wrap them in old glory. Americans, especially men, love trucks. And high gas prices are not swaying automakers. Ram has a brand new line of fuel-guzzling muscle trucks and some in-your-face ads to sell them. And there's a picture of Rumblebee SRT with Ram. Now, let me warn you about Dodge. I know a lot of you guys are Mopar. You absolutely love Dodge, and you love Dodge trucks. And their Cummins diesel is a pretty good vehicle. But, boy, they have no resale value. They're terrible as far as resale. If you're going to buy a Dodge Ram truck, I'm not telling you not to, because some of them are really nice. Buy one at least 1 to 2 years old, still under full warranty, and get the extended warranty package on it. That's going to be a lot better.
Cummins is a great motor. Dodge did it to themselves, though. Almost every year when they come out with new models, they come out, you know, with the Platinum, these big, you know, Cummins models. They're pushing $100,000 now. The problem is, and this is one thing Ford figured out better than Dodge has, Dodge comes out with these super high MSRPs, and then halfway through the year, they go in some cases, they'll be putting $12,000, $13,000, $15,000 rebate discount package, like all different discounts on certain dealerships. And Dodge doesn't regulate the dealer pricing near as well as they should. And a lot of dealers will go in and actually lose money on these trucks in order to try to penetrate the market further with them. And the problem with what it does is, if you bought a truck in MSRP at the beginning of the year, and it was $100,000, in 6 months, Dodge puts all these discounts and Mopar puts these discounts. You can buy the exact same truck for $85,000 in 6 months.
You just lost $15,000.
It's basic math. After the used market's going to drop below what that market is. And so that's why a lot of times those trucks drop $20,000, $25,000 in 1 year. Ford doesn't allow that as much, nor they allow rebates to be added on a stack in most cases. And Chevy's similar too. They're not as good as Ford, but I do have to say that Ford's controlled their Super Duty prices a lot better than any other manufacturer. But they all have good brands as far as good quality on certain things.
They come out with two new Hemis and for the Dodge. Now, the Hemis, you may not know this because you're not that age, but back in the 60s, in NASCAR, Hemi was dominating everything.
Oh, yeah, they regulated it.
Well, no, they had to. They banned the Hemi.
Yeah.
They said, you can't, Mopar's winning everything.
It was the 60s. When they put down 600-700 horsepower back in the 60s.
More than that.
Yeah.
But the Hemi is back for the 2026 model. It's a $1,200 option on some of my Ram models. And now they're putting out two 777 horsepower ones.
That's a TRX, isn't it?
It's the yellow and black 1500 Rumble B SRT and the Ram 1500 TRX.
Yes.
It runs more right. SRT, which the company claims are the fastest production trucks ever built. The trucks can run 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds. That's
so
fast.
It is fast. That is, okay. It will also run that fast through fuel all the way to the gas station. It's one of the funnest trucks I've ever driven. I drove that one they had at Stingray, and remember, it was averaging. I think when I clicked on average, we used to drive around town, it was averaging 6 to 8.
Miles per gallon.
That's bad.
The giants in pickups are Ford, Chevrolet, and Ram. In addition to Ram's slice of the market, Ford has a 36% market share last year. Chevy had a 25% market share. Ford's F-150 is regularly the best-selling vehicle in America, followed by Chevy Silverado. Get the Silverado a couple of years old. I'm just telling you, under full warranty, you get extended warranty on it. To woo back buyers, Ram is leaning heavily into machoism ads. Well, they're dealing with testosterone. Now, I'm going to say something about this. Bernays is the one who pushed this. Edward Bernays, back in the – I've read a lot of his quotes from the 1910s and 1920s. It's to control the psychology. You got an ad a few years ago when you bought a side-by-side. It was like a 30-page ad.
It was a questionnaire. I got it in the mail after I bought it.
How do you feel when you drive this side-by-side? What makes you feel good about this?
It was on a scale of 1 to 10. It makes you feel the best, makes you feel the worst when you drive it on a sliding scale of 1 to 10. It was thick, man. I showed it to you. I mean, it was page.
Well, now what you do is you don't fill those out.
No. They gave me a dollar. They gave me a $1 bill in it when it came in the mail. They don't really do that much anymore.
No, I always took the dollar through the survey away.
Well, I took the dollar. I'm like, I looked through the survey. Well, I saved it for the podcast.
But you remember, did they give you the dollar to make you feel guilty because you didn't fill it out for 2 hours?
I paid for the side-by-side. The dollar was okay to take.
but be real careful with these ads.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
when you get a vehicle that gets any 6 miles per gallon, and that's not towing anything, 6 miles per gallon, you start towing, it's going to go lower.
It's not a tow truck, man. That thing's a Baja truck.
Now, let me ask you a question. 3.3 seconds or whatever to 60, how did they get the back end to hook up?
All-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive launch, yeah. All-wheel drive launch. You can't get down a rear-wheel drive truck. There's no way in the back.
Yeah,
all-wheel drive.
It's
straight off the dig all-wheel drive. It launches like a bat out of HE double sticks, boy. You do a full 700 horsepower launch. Because they did. They upgraded the four-wheel drive system, the transfer case on that truck. Everything's designed to be able to just doggone it off-road. Because they had to go off the Raptor and after the Raptor R. Because that was Ford's flagship, you know, Baja truck was the Raptor. And Dodge hold my beers. Dodge said that.
Well, the Raptor's got so much travel in those shocks, it rides really nice.
And that's why Dodge had to come out with something. They were like, we can't let Ford do this to us. It's horrible.
By the way, shocking police video now of basically a thug. And he was running down the highway. The police tried to pull him over. He took off. He had four kids in the car. One of them was a four-month-old baby. And then he finally rolled the truck. The guy couldn't drive. Tyrese Fletcher. I was accused of fleeing from police, and the four-month-old was actually expelled and thrown out of the vehicle when it flipped.
Ejected.
But nobody was hurt, which is just minor injuries.
It was, gosh.
Miraculously, the children, all under the age of six, only suffered minor injuries. Fletcher now faces numerous charges, including four counts of endangering the welfare of a minor. Guys, listen to me. Don't drive like a maniac with your kids in the car. If you get a blue light, just pull over. Be done with it. First of all, in the state of Florida now, that's a felony. It's called fleeing and looting.
It's called fleeing and looting. And I've seen it, a lot of the guys, you know, I used to know back in the day on motorcycles as far as speed bikes and crotch rockets and all the race cars. That used to be kind of the thing back in Florida. Not going to lie. I would obviously never know anything about that. But I've heard and seen guys that have been involved in that. And, you know, when you start taking off and, you know, you start fleeing. Here's the problem with fleeing and looting. Here's the problem with fleeing and looting. It's not just you and the cop chasing you. It's everybody else on the road. And I mean, you don't know if you got somebody that doesn't see you, if you got a grandma with cataracts that pulls out in front of you. And when these guys are going at such high rates of speed, things happen fast. So just
I had a cop tell me one time, the problem is they don't know how to, it's not that they don't know how to ride the bikes or the cars if they're going fast. is that when they pass somebody really fast, yeah, the drivers overreact.
Yeah, they do.
And that when we were doing the speed running on Sunday, okay,
yeah,
they warned us, don't oversteer the vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, you got your hands, you know, you're driving the car. You don't have to turn much on a sports car. You don't do this. When you do that, it spins. And so they warn you not to do it. Well, the problem is if somebody's driving at 65 miles an hour and they get passed by a cross rocket. And I've had it happen to me at a buck 70.
Oh, yeah.
And they got open pipes. It's, wah! And it makes you jump.
The first guy is always good on those rockets if he's running a point. It's the second and third guy that's the problem because the car overreacts. And if these guys are following too tight, that's how guys get hit all the time on I-4.
I know. One time I saw a guy basically following a vet too close, and the vet slowed down a little bit, and the guy couldn't throttle the bike down, and he went up on the front tire, and then he got ejected off the bike, and he went about 15, 20 feet in the air. Now, he wasn't killed or really even hurt, but he's blessed. He wasn't killed, the guy on the motorcycle. Those rockets are fun. I've had them. They're great bikes. But they're dangerous. They really are. You're not wrapped in steel. You're wrapped in nothing.
They really need to be kept to the tracks, though, when you have the ability to really run those bikes hard.
And some of those bikes run over 200 miles an hour.
Oh, they all do now. Well, a lot of them are limited to 187.
Oh, whatever. I mean, you know, just take the limiter off.
Yeah, Power Commander fixes that. But, yeah, so be careful on that down here. And, if you want to go drive something like that, you know, the Motor Enclave in Tampa, that's a great place.
Do they let bikes run on that track?
No, they don't let bikes run on the track. That's cars only. They talked about having bikes on it, but it is an option. But, again, if they have events over there where you can actually even ride with sports cars and guys that have race cars over there that are from the place. So Motor Enclave in Tampa, they've done a great job. The owner, I've met the owner before, great guy. They really put together a package there where a place you could go.
Are we getting paid for this ad?
No, what I'm saying is if somebody wants to enjoy something like that while they're down here in Florida and not support the Disney pedophile ring, go do something like that. Or go kayaking. Or go to the beach.
Go do
anything but support the gay Mickey Mouse.
The rat.
So over it, dude.
Poison is from Common Vitamin Surge over it. Claims can protect against and cure measles. They're talking about vitamin A. Now, here's the problem with vitamin A. They may say you're poisoned from vitamin A. You may say some symptoms of vitamin A, but it's really not any testing that you've been poisoned from vitamin A. And now they're saying, well, we've had 50 people get poisoned from vitamin A in the United States out of, 380 million or whatever we have here last year. So be careful with vitamin A. What about all the people that are being poisoned from statin drugs?
Oh, yeah. Let's stress that.
Let's just stop. Let's drop it back one notch. How about the people who are getting poisoned from Tylenol and acetaminophen?
60,000 deaths per year from liver failure due to Tylenol.
Well, I mean, liver failure.
Liver failure. Shut down. Done. Dead.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if people commit suicide with Tylenol, I mean, it's a horrible product. It's awful. By the way, since the lockdowns happened back in about 6 years ago, we've had a 12% drop in GDP, and the dollar's dropped about half of its value. This is a big deal. That's why prices have gone up so much. I mean, this morning I went and got a quart of, half and half, And I grabbed it. It was like $4 or something. And I'm like, this is like $16 a gallon now. It's unbelievable how expensive
that would be.
Yeah.
Gosh. That's almost as much as certified raw milk.
I mean, what's that all about?
You said that number. I think about that.
You know, and I'm like, I looked at the lady at the register. I said, this was $2 a quart here a few years ago. Now it's over $4. She goes, well, yeah, it's up. So it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. I talked about this before the show. One of the things about that whole event that happened in 2020.
Listen to this real close.
I try to explain to people this, and this is why I told and I encourage so many small companies to push back, to fight hard, to find loopholes, to keep your companies open. And a lot of us did. We did. They tried eventually. The first phase, they tried to tell everybody, you're not essential down here. And I was like, nah, we're essential. Everybody's essential. If you were basically made in the image of God Almighty, you're essential. Don't let anybody tell you you're not essential to be able to work, build, grow, take care of your family.
That's well said.
That was something that they did Bernays, that was psychological warfare. That was to make you feel less human. You're not essential. What do you mean I'm not essential? You're not essential. You have to sit at home and drool on yourself and watch the news every single day.
And be scared. Be scared. Terrified.
What about Costco, the liquor store down the street? Sam's Club. Oh, they're essential.
How about Hard Rock Cafe and all the casinos?
Yeah. Oh, they're essential. We can't tell them what to do. It was all about conditioning the average human to basically feel that they weren't important. And what happened is a lot of the companies, a lot of the mom and pop shops couldn't figure out how to adapt at that short period of time. And a lot of them closed their businesses and shut their doors. That's why you're seeing a lot of this GDP and a lot of the sales growth continue to funnel into Amazon, Walmart, Costco, big box retail stores, because there is no more competition against them with smaller companies. What happened was, and Amazon's been very, very open about this. You can watch their numbers.
I love Amazon.
They'll come in and you'll have basically, say, a product of something. You know, say they're selling this pen. just for an example. Say it's a custom pen. The company that's selling it that makes it sells it for $10. Well, Amazon comes in and sells it for $9. Well, then another company, it's a retailer, comes in and sells it for $8. Amazon automatically has an algorithm that'll drop that $8 pen to $7 as they sell it. So they'll undercut the other retailer. They'll do this all the way to the floor until they're losing money on it and they don't care because they want to show the lowest price online. Their algorithms are getting really aggressive about this. They do the same thing with mom and pop stores. Mom and pop stores were trying to be, you know, competitive, you know, selling something, you know, here and there. Well, they Amazon undercut them. What happens is then once the mom and pop stores disappear, there is no more competition in that sector for Amazon. Where the prices go? Through the roof. Amazon yaks them back up, charges more and more money, and then everybody goes, I can't find it anywhere else cheaper. But it's still not cheap anymore on Amazon. That's the entire point. It's called predatory pricing. Amazon is known for this, and they have done it incredibly well. I'll give them that fact. But they've also shut down the vast majority of small companies, and that's what you're seeing now. That's why there's very little competition in certain sectors. That's why I really appreciate everyone that supports us here at healthmasters.com, because we're a small company. We've been in business for a long time. We do it for you, and we still produce the highest quality supplements, and I don't compromise on my quality for anybody, and I sure as heck am never going to comply with Amazon and all the rhetoric and BS they've tried to tell me.
Amazon, we used to be on Amazon. They wanted to know all of our suppliers, all of our products, all of our doggone formulas. I mean, it was unbelievable what they asked for.
Remember, when I had everything on Amazon, I was trying to use Amazon as basically free marketing. I was trying to manipulate it, and I worked for a while because they charge 15% cream off the top. I mean, if I sold something for $100 on Amazon, they took $15 right away before I even got anything out of it. Shipping costs, inventory, everything was on me. 15%. Well, that was about all the money on the product.
Well,
that was the margin.
No, let's do the math. Let's do the math. Why is that all the money on the product? Let's say you buy something for $50, you sell it for $100. Now listen to me for a second, okay? We got the math going here now. Well, now Amazon takes $15 off the top. Now you're at $85. So you have a $35 net that you're basically paying, that you're earning in profit.
Before anything else.
No, that's before any salaries in your company, before utilities,
insurance.
Before garbage, before insurance, before anything, all right? Before shipping.
Shipping.
Okay? So now all of a sudden, we operate on about a 30% margin if everything's perfect. Okay, so they took 15% of that. That's 50. So now we're down to 30. Now we're, so we're making $15. 15, so we're making $15 on a $100 purchase. Well, then we still have to cover overhead out of that.
We're shipping.
And then what happens? We got to pay income tax on that. So then if you're in a 40% tax bracket, you don't make $15. You make like $7. You're making $7 a unit.
You got the income tax coupled with the Social Security, coupled with the Medicare. And you look at it and you're like, there's zero money.
No.
It's a lot of time. There were orders. We had to raise the price on Amazon specifically because there were orders where I took losses on them. I mean, straight losses. I basically was paying customers to take product. And I told him, I said, all the products on Amazon are going up. I'm going to raise the prices on them. Well, then you know what they did? They sent me this giant PDF file that I was to download. And they said, if you want to continue to sell on Amazon, you have to fill out this entire documentation. It was like 30 to 40 pages. And they wanted every single supplier, every raw manufacturer. They wanted contacts, names, assayers, every single piece of I'm talking detailed contact information.
That's so they could go ahead and just
undercut me. Yeah, they were going to do.
Well, so they can make the product themselves.
And I said, no. And they threatened me for months, every month. If you don't fill this out now, deadline's June 1st. No, June 2nd. Well, we're going to give you another month to fill this out. They did this to me for like 8 months. And I said, no, we'll not comply. I'm not doing it. You have no right to demand this information from me. And finally, they finally shut the account down. We opened up another one to basically throw the purple sticks on. And it's funny. Once we threw that other one with the purple sticks, our algorithm is zero. I mean, I've survived most stuff on there. Nobody can find purple sticks. You got to dig them in and type it in all the way down to like the exact name on it.
Do we still have them on, or we take them off?
I took them off because they completely and totally downregulated the algorithm on it. You couldn't even find it anymore.
Well, what they do, they put the other retailers out of business. So here's the article. Anyways. It says, and any of us, intuition or the economic damage from the 2020 lockdowns, including industrial stoppages, monetary printing, supply chain disruption, $7 trillion in stimulus package.
Yeah.
That's what really inflated the currency. And by the way, we the people didn't get that money. The bankers did most of it. General and the military industrial complex.
And the medical industrial complex.
You know, what follows will shore up the initiation. The truth is the official data is bad enough, showing a 26% loss in purchasing power, slow growth in output ever since that happened. I mean, that's unreal that it was that bad. And that's why if you feel as though the prices have gone through the roof at the grocery store to buy a quart of basically half and half, you're absolutely right. It has. Oh, by the way, Amsterdam now over in Europe has banned all meat ads as they continue to pump more and more soy into their men. Yeah, how's that going to work out for Amsterdam? Meat is really important for you maintaining protein, and the war against meat is continuing to expand. Amsterdam's decision to ban meat advertising should be viewed as part of a much broader trend that has been unfolding for years. Politicians insist about climate change. It's not a complete lie. If they were really concerned about climate change, they wouldn't spray you with barium and aluminum and strontium every day.
That's a fact.
The skies last night, I tried to watch a sunset last night, and the skies were so cloudy, you see the streaks that it's been spraying all day. That's you realize how polluting that is?
Or,
they don't care about climate change at all.
Or they would be regulating or restricting the AI data centers that are going in that are going to be using enormous amount of water energy. Oh, and don't forget the 200 to 300 generators that run on diesel fuel that burn, what they say, 200 gallons of diesel fuel an hour for these megawatt generators. Oh, that's fine. They're okay because AI is essential, but you're not. Stupid.
The Netherlands has already spent years battling its own farming community through nitrogen regulations, forced buyouts, and restrictions that pushed many family farms out of business. Yeah. Massive farmer protests erupted because the people recognized this is never merely about emissions. Agriculture is being redesigned from the top down with a lot of the giant companies buying up all the family property. Now, the other thing, too, is interesting. Yesterday, I looked at some stuff about what's happening to our soil. You know, it takes 1,000 years to develop an inch of topsoil for the planet to do that.
Naturally.
It's 1,000 years.
That's crazy. I didn't realize that.
And in most cases, we only have 6 to 8 inches of topsoil done. And that kind of tells you about the age of the planet in real life, doesn't it? Yeah, just thought I'd mention that. Billions of years, whatever.
Oh, and we should have just...
Oh, we should be completely
meters
covered.
Meters and meters and meters of topsoil.
Miles and miles. Yeah. But so the planet was not billions of years old. That's complete nonsense. But the reality is, you look at this and you go, what's happened to our topsoil? And then they do, they pump all this nitrogen fertilizer and everything. And they give you 4 or 5 nutrients that you have to have to make a plant grow. But you don't have any trace minerals in the soil. They're not rotating the crops anymore, so you're not getting all of the trace minerals that your body needs. So what happens is you start having food that's nutrient depleted, and it's because the soil's nutrient depleted. So what ends up happening is you become nutrient depleted over the period of years, and you end up with degenerative diseases. So you eat this big, ripe, you know, tomato, which is really bad for your joints, by the way, because it's a nightshade product. But you eat this big tomato, you think you're getting all these nutrients out of it, and you look at it and you get it analyzed, there's like hardly any nutrients in it. Except for what they've added back to the soil, which is only a few. So you start realizing it's the trace minerals that you're missing. That's why it's so important when you can use the AquaTrace, if you really want to do that, in your water, and or make sure you use the Redmond salt every single day. It's super important because you got to put the minerals back in your body. Now, here's the problem with using a lot of, like, mineralized water. If you drink too much of it, it can be bad for you because of calcium. That's the issue that you run into. So you need to be getting the food minerals together with the food, and that way they get chelated organically and with the food, and it's a lot easier for your body to absorb them. It's just our bodies are made out of minerals. Remember, we're basically a standing holographic projection, but we need minerals in order to maintain the projection.
And so that's exactly right.
I know this sounds weird. I mean, we can go esoteric for a second, but I don't want to do that.
Well, it's because it's based on energy.
It's all based on energy.
It's based on frequency, and it's based on energy, and you can't sit there and have the proper...
And electroconductivity.
Yeah, there you go.
And
that's one of the reasons why magnesium is so important. Now, I got to cover something on this, because I didn't even see this research study yet. My brother beat me to it. This is crazy. This just got released, guys. This just got released this year, based on a research study involving magnesium thionate. Now, listen to me for a second. We just got it posted up last night, and this is wild. What's happened is now magnesium thionate, because it goes through the blood-brain barrier, is becoming incredibly researched. Like, more research than any magnesium supplement pretty much has ever been now.
There's about 10 or 12 different types of magnesium.
Right. Okay, so they looked at what was going on with sleep and aging. And this is the study here on the site. You guys can look at this up. It says researchers, new study highlight effects of magnesium thionate on cognitive performance and sleep. So it was a 2026 study just finished up. It was a 6-week, 2-arm parallel group, randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. The trial included 100 healthy adults between 18 and 45 who reported dissatisfied sleep lasting longer than 4 weeks. Research selected people with sleep dissatisfaction because poor sleep associated worse cognitive performance. Participants took 2 grams of magnesium thionate daily, split in 1 capsule in the morning and 1 capsule in the evening. That's only one scoop of magnesium we have and another scoop. I mean, dosed almost identical, right? They did this for 6 weeks. We contain 1 gram of each covered here. The study's primary cognitive outcome, basically after 6 weeks, the magnesium thionate group improved by an average of 8.4 points, while the placebo group only improved by 5.6. That means both groups improve, which is common in cognitive tests because people can perform better after feeling familiar with tasks. However, after the 6 weeks, the magnesium thionate group showed a different equivalent to approximately 7.5 years of cognitive conformance compared with placebo. The authors calculated this using the NIH Toolbar Total Cognition Composition Change Sensitive Scores. They said based on the expected decline, about 0.3 points per year after 20. This does not mean magnesium thionate makes someone biologically 7.5 years younger. It means that based on the cognitive testing model they did in this research, the improvement of the magnesium thionate group compared with placebo correlated to a younger cognitive performance profile that is meaningful because it gives readers a concrete way to understand the cognitive change observed in the trial. On top of this now, they went to say here that essentially reaction time and hand-eye coordination improved with magnesium thionate. This is crazy.
I can still drive a sports car.
You can. You ran it on Sunday. And so this is another topic where they looked in here. It says the magnesium thionate group improved around 6.3% increase. Now, guys, this was only a six-week study. You're talking about a 6.3% increase in reaction time and hand coordination, while the placebo group didn't improve at all. Changed nothing. These are the cognitive effects that have significant improvements, and a lot of times you don't notice they happen. Especially with products like this. The author explained that the hand-eye coordination reflects the brain's ability to process visual information quickly and convert it into a precise motor action. That makes the reaction time finding useful because it shows the trial was not limited to abstract memory testing. This is a really, really awesome study on here. I want you guys to look at it. It says most magnesium products are generally around muscle comfort, relaxation. Magnesium brain food is different because it also includes magnesium thionate, which is studied for cognitive performance, working memory, cognitive age, and nervous system. And now here again, hand-eye coordination. If you're in any type of exercise, sports, performance, racing, anything involving this is a significant study for you because this shows now this is going to increase performance across the board, not only sleep, not only memory, not only cognition, but actually motor skills, which is incredible for a supplement to make this kind of effect in only 6 weeks. So this is one of the reasons why I wanted to cover this article in detail today, and you can go in and read it for yourself based on a new study that just came out, the effects of magnesium thionate on cognitive performance and sleep quality in adults, and it was published in Frontiers in Nutrition. So be sure to read this, and I really hope, guys, and I encourage you, take advantage of these articles we write and we put on the site. I'm almost to the point now where I'm going to have a VIP page. I'm going to charge to go to these articles now because I'm almost over it. Because the amount of energy we're putting into these articles.
Well, how much money it costs to have them paid? We have to pay Harrison to do
this. Right, and on top of that, the amount of time and energy, because I've had so many people, they go, well, I don't believe it. I want more research. Okay, here's more studies. Well, I don't know. My brother's sister, he's a plumber, and he said this product doesn't work. Did he try it? Well, no. But he says he looked at the study, and the study didn't work. Your brother's sister's a plumber, and he looked at an article I wrote and said he doesn't believe it. What is his background in biology, physiology, nutrition, anything? Well, I don't know. But you need to convince him that it works. How about this? Try the product. I got a 90-day money-back guarantee. There's a reason why this product has so many 5-star reviews. I can't make it any better than that. Try it. You'll like it. If you don't, send it back to me. I'll give you a refund. But I'm over trying to convince people when they ask me for advice, guys. It's not like I'm going out there telling you to do it. What can I do to fix this? Try this product right here. No, I'm not going to try that. I tried something like that from Walmart. It was buy one, get 20 free. It didn't work. What was it? Well, you know, it was a magnesium tablet. It was like this big. You didn't notice anything from it? No, it made me sick. Yeah, no, it made me sick. It had talcum powder in it. It also had shellac coated on it. It came out of China. But I didn't even process it. If you want fixes, I'm giving you solutions. But don't argue with me if you haven't tried the solution.
You know, the funny part, years ago, I had a TV evangelist come up to me. He goes, I knew him well. He goes, my son is going to go ahead and vaccinate my grandson with all 75 shots. And I'm like, oh, wow, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, he didn't get vaccinated when he was little. As soon as he went off to college out there in Oklahoma, he took all of his vaccines. He's like 18 years old. I said, well, okay. Sucks for him. He's stupid. I said, stupid. You know, you got through 18 years.
If you made it to 18 years, what God?
No, he did. He took all the shots.
Why do you want to go get that many shots?
Now he's married this woman. This woman's mother says they've got to take the vaccines. I'm like, I've heard that. This has nothing to do with me. Why am I in this loop? I don't care what your grandson's you're going to do. I mean, I feel sorry for him. I can't fix it. I don't have responsibility for this child. And I sure don't care about your stupid son trying to help him. Well, I need you to send my son some articles. And I did it as a favor to this evangelist because I knew him. I sent him 300 articles from Green Med. You can look it up yourself, Green Med Info. I sent him 300 articles on vaccines. 300. And I called him up, said, I'm sending you 300 articles to read. A week later, he called back. You got any more articles? Yeah. Exactly what you said, yeah. Austin. And I said, dude, you haven't read the 300 yet. And he goes, well, I need more articles. I said, no, you don't. I said, you're an idiot. And he goes, what do you say to me? I said, you're an idiot. I said, if you want to vaccinate your baby, do what you think you need to do. This is not you anyhow. This is your wife. Now, listen to me.
Exactly right.
This is your wife and your mother-in-law raising HE double sticks with you to vaccinate this baby. And I said, so you got to choose what you want to do. Well, I'm not sure. I said, yeah, you are. You already know because your dad taught you. I'm teaching you. Everybody's teaching you. And no, I'm not sending you more articles. And you know what he did? He vaccinated the kid like an idiot. And you know, I've seen people do this before. And kid comes down with autism. And you're like, and now they become adamantly opposed to the vaccines. And you're like, I don't know what to say. I told you. And see, you know what makes me angry about this? And I'm going to say this for a second. They want to turn around and blame it on God. Now, no, God didn't protect them, okay? The devil made me do it. The devil, this is the devil's fault. No, it's not. It's because you're an idiot. I'm sorry. If I send you 300 articles telling you the dangers of vaccines and you decide to do it, it ain't God's fault your child comes down with autism. And it sure wasn't the devil that did it. Well, God tried to warn me not to do it. That's a fact. God did try to warn you through me. That's a fact. But the problem is, if you don't want to listen and you want to deal with an autistic child the rest of your life, knock yourself out. I've got a great friend. He's dealing with this exact problem right now with a child with autism. And I pleaded to the point of getting angry about the vaccinations. And guess what? Well, my wife wants getting vaccinated. Her mother wants getting vaccinated. Blah, blah, blah. I listened to it all. I said, dude, I said, and he goes, well, then he started saying, well, if it's God's will for my son to come down with autism, he'll get autism. That got me so mad, I had to go lay down on the couch and calm myself down. You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. And the problem with all this, I said to him, I said, what you're saying now is providentialism. I said, you're saying that no matter what happens, it's God's responsibility in your life. That means if you step out from a semi-truck doing 80 miles an hour and you give that semi-truck 3 feet to stop and you jump in front of it, it's God's fault and God's will that you got mashed like a bug. No, it's not. You're stupid. You stepped out in front of a semi-truck. Don't blame this stuff on God. Don't do that. If you make a mistake, just own it. Say, I'm not going to do this anymore. And listen to me. Don't call Austin up. Don't call me up. Don't ask me about stuff that you don't. And don't ask me to examine other types of products. I am not going to do that. We do so much work developing and formulating these products. I don't have time to analyze the product that you're trying to buy from Walmart. I don't.
That's a fact.
It's a time waster.
This is something that I learned the hard way. When we were first started reading Health Masters.
I warned you.
And I constantly was all, I mean, I was writing these like paragraph emails to everybody that responded to me. And finally I realized only about 20 of the people I responded even probably took a look and read everything I said. And on top of that, even were actually going to support Health Masters. I'd sent out an entire paragraph giving a full analysis on the crap Walmart vitamins they were buying and said, this ingredient, this is why it's all horrible. They go, well, I need more information on why that product's bad. Dude, I just spent an hour and a half responding to you, telling you why all the products you sent me have ingredients in like cyanide cabal that you don't want to put in your body. And now you tell me you want more information. And at that point, it's like, I'm done. And going back to providentialism, I want to cover this too.
This is important.
Listen to this. Because this doesn't just involve childhood shots. This involves everything. If you're doing stupid stuff, right, there's consequences. If you're doing smart things, there's also consequences. You have positive response and you have negative response. Don't ever put yourself in the position where you start blaming God for all your stupid decisions. A lot of times you start doing things and God's perfect will or his protection or whatever you want to call it is no longer going to follow you on certain journeys. You say, you know what? I really love Taco Bell. I want to eat it every morning, every afternoon, every night because I love it and I'm addicted to it. That's not going to be the best interest for you. And then in 10 years you come down with cancer and you go, God gave me cancer. No. No, he didn't give you cancer. You continue to put carcinogens in your body. you raised your levels of inflammation that made it a feeding ground for cancer, and your body went and did the only thing it knows how to do is an encapsulated cancer cells because you put so many toxins in it because it's so polluted. Get off this concept of not taking responsibility for your own actions. And I even said in my own life, I've done stupid stuff before. You know, I just say, oh, that was sloppy. That was stupid. I'm not going to do it again. I got to learn from that. That was a bad decision. I go, you know what? I walked out from a semi truck. It broke my leg. God's will have my leg broken though now. Well, how about you just didn't step in front of the semi truck doing 70 miles an hour? How about you just don't go to Taco Bell 3 days a week? How about you start cutting out all the ultra-processed foods out of your diet and get your inflammation response down and start taking GHI cleanse so your gut isn't so inflamed that it can't absorb nutrients and it's having all these chronic inflammation problems, and you do things to help your body grow and not kill it. You know, that one movie, I love this movie, probably one of the best Clint Eastwood films ever done, The Outlaw Josie Wales.
And that's one of the best movies
ever. He's talking to Cherokees, and he goes, we can choose life. I got my pistols with me. We can choose death. What are we going to pick today?
He's talking to the Indian chief.
Talking to the Indian chief. He goes, which one are you going to do? He goes, I bring life. I can bring death. I can be a friend to you. We can work together. We can take care of the land together, not butcher each other. Or we can just gunfight it out again. Which one do we need to do? And that's kind of the position God puts you in, right? Kind of the position you put your own life with free will. You want to choose life? I want to take supplements. I want to have good energy. I want to sleep the best I can. I want to try to make sure I cut all these foods out. Or I want to live like a slob. I want to eat Doritos and Cheez-Its and basically watch Netflix and pollute my brain, my mind, my body, my soul, and choke down high fructose corn syrup all day. You could do both. Freedom of will is a heck of a thing, guys. It's a heck of a thing. It's one of the aspects that makes us very unique because we have the consciousness and souls that allow us to make these decisions. And in most cases, especially if you even have a minute amount of education and cognitive understanding, you'll realize this has a problem, this has a problem. That's why they're trying so hard with the media, the food, the pharmaceutical drugs, to take that consciousness and that subconsciousness away from you so you don't have basically concrete reasoning skills. You don't have fluid reasoning. You look at something, you go, I don't know how this happened at the end. Well, it's pretty simple. There's four dominoes there. You click the first one, the fourth one fell. Oh, crazy. How'd that occur? It's, you look, open your eyes. They don't want you to do that. And if they keep you dumbed down, stupid, sick, and watching the TV all day, polluting your mind, you won't figure it out.
Well, yeah, it was funny because that scene, he's talking to the chief. They've taken two of his friends captive. They're buried up to their necks. About to turn the ants loose on him. And he rides up. He's completely surrounded by braves.
Yeah.
He knows he's going to die.
Yeah.
And he goes, we're going to bring life, we're going to bring death.
Yeah.
We can reason this out together, not butcher each other.
I'm going to kill you, and you're going to kill me.
Because he knew he was going to shoot. The first person to get shot was going to be the chief.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Clint Eastwood was going to die. He was a pistolero, so he probably had taken 10 people with him. He didn't care. But he was there to get his men back or die. And he's like, I'm coming to let you know that we don't have to do this. We can live together. And then he goes, well, you can come every year and you can butcher a cattle or whatever and feed your people. And he goes, well, what you promised, we already have. He goes, I ain't promised you nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, we're both about to die or we're both about to live. You tell me what you want to do. And that's exactly right. Now you got to look at all the other Indians around Clint Eastwood about to kill him.
Yeah.
That's cancer. That's heart disease. That's diabetes. That's Taco Bell. That's all the other stuff that's going to poison you over the long term. So you can either choose that or you have to choose this. You have to pick. And that's the thing about that. Now they're telling us that they're putting synthetic foods out, lab-grown proteins. They want us to eat crickets, lab precision confirmation, artificial products, artificial dairy, artificial meat substitutes. A lot of that stuff, by the way, is coming out of Israel. They won't eat it, but they'll feed it to us. The result is a food system that is composed of chemicals, clone cells, cancer cells that are taught to grow, and substances that are simply not safe for human consumption. Food security has already been a cornerstone of national stability, but now it's not anymore. Because guess what? The people who run this planet, the entities that run this planet, they want to make fun of you. They want to mock you. They don't want you to eat what's healthy for you. They want you to eat crickets. They want to degrade you. They want to put you down because they're mad, number one, they don't have a soul like you do. They're mad, number two, that you're creating God's image that they're not. So they're jealous of you. They're angry at you, and they want to degrade you. That's exactly what they did in Genesis 6. They degraded humans. They're doing it again. They're doing it again with AI. They're doing it with cloning. They're doing it with all of this stuff now, and they're doing it with feeding you crickets. You can't have a beefsteak. You got to eat a cricket. Well, how about I don't want to eat a cricket?
How about I want you some grass-fed beef?
I mean, how about I got freedom of will here? I don't want to eat a cricket. That's disgusting. Well, you have to eat a cricket. I'm not saying that I would never eat a cricket if it was eligible, if I was starving to death, but I'm not making that my first source.
my standard food supply I bring home?
Yeah, you got to eat this vitamin out of China cover with shellac and calcium carbonate. This is your first source. How about I don't want to eat that? How about I want to get something healthy, like from Health Masters? I want to have some collagen. I had a guy yesterday I was talking to. I've known him for a long time. He builds docks. Doesn't build docks. The more says his joints are shot. Can't do anything. I told him, I said, get the collagen peptides. He said, okay. Leave a can out there on the front porch for me. And when I come by to get my sign off your dock, I'll go ahead and grab a can of Counterpoint. I said, okay, fine. Or how about we don't drink coffee every morning, we use green tea?
There you go.
How about that? How about we basically, when we want to try to help get heavy metals out of our brain, we get magnesium brain food, which is magnesium threonate, also a big thing. How about that?
Well, you know, it's funny because like this morning, like with the first stack I had after I had a shake this morning with some eggs, it was basically the purple sticks, purple cans, and the magnesium brain food.
There you go.
I like taking those together because they're an energy drink that actually feeds your brain. They said this article here, now how energy drinks are draining your brain's power.
Oh, yeah.
With these energy drinks, what they use is a massive amount of caffeine. It's synthetic. It's not based on any type of natural production. It's all synthetic out of China. I know most of the raws where almost every manufacturer for most of these diet sodas, for energy drinks, everybody, there's a couple main raw manufacturers that almost all come out of China. They're super cheap. They're all synthetic-based chemicals. That's why when you drink one of these drinks, because I used to drink Red Bull right construction back in the early 20s, they're designed to keep you feeding on more of them. The only way companies like this make more money is repeat purchases off significant amount of the population. They're designed to give you a peak with a real high insulin spike with high blood sugar and high caffeine, and then you crash. When you crash, what do? You buy another one to try to chase that high again. They do this on purpose. This isn't an accident. That's why also the ones that use synthetic sweeteners, they don't use sugar in them. They use massive amounts of aspartame. That also is an addictive substance and a brain stimulant in a mild amount that causes you to what? Desire it again. So you get in this cycle of chasing this high all day with these energy drinks. What you're doing is you're putting in chemical after chemical, draining your adrenals, and you're not giving your body any raw nutrients to burn with all these stimulants. That's one of the reasons why the purple sticks, I've got all the B vitamins. I've got high doses of B12. I've got the folic acid. I've got a gram of acai extract in every scoop because I'm giving antioxidants, phytonutrients, and nutrients that are bioactive that'll feed your brain and your body, and then have green tea extract that has the caffeine derivative from it that actually gives your body some fuel instead of just giving your body a shot of nitrous that just burns it up. And your body's like, oh my gosh, I feel horrible now. I'm cooked.
You know, I'm going to start putting a scoop of the magnesium brain food with my purple sticks in the morning. That's a great
idea.
You'll
like it.
I already dumped the doggone 350 billion probiotics in it, and I already dumped the doggone the 2,500 milligrams of vitamin C in it.
Yeah.
Might as well throw some magnesium and make it taste better.
If it didn't make it so expensive in one can, because I like to have people different options, that is actually the stack I'd put a gram of basically magnesium threonate in that purple stick. It's probably going to be really expensive. And you couldn't separate it if you didn't want to take the stimulant with the magnesium. But that right there, because again, that's the only thing the purple stick is missing that I would like to have in there is the magnesium threonate. The problem is that's patented magnetine. It's one of the only companies in the world that has the cleanest, purest assay magnesium threonate that is not synthetic and it does not come out of basically China. It's magnetine. That's the one we use on the magnesium brain food right here. And it's really good. It's really pricey, but we figured out the formula on it. And that's one of the reasons why it is such a popular product. But I want to cover that today, showing how hand-eye coordination, cognitive effect, sleep all got better with magnesium and why a lot of these energy drinks, he talks about it here, but the sinister side of them, the neurodegenerative effects and brain aging from these. They looked and did research on the caffeinated energy drinks that have high caffeine and no nutrients and everything synthetic, and they found an increased insulin resistance.
A lot of them have artificial flavors and artificial chemicals.
Oh, yeah,
artificial sweeteners.
Sweeteners, flavors, colors, all kinds of crap they put in them. And it said insulin resistance contributes to the advancement of Alzheimer's disease through various mechanisms.
Insulin. And that's from the artificial sweeteners, the insulin.
And sugar. They both do it. That's the crazy part is that they always try to say, well, it's sugar-free. It's got aspartame in it. It's got sucralose in it. But yet, it doesn't actually do anything more beneficial than the sugar does. It just ages you more.
I had a friend of mine. He was a pastor, big church. And I started listening to him on Sunday morning. He's slurring his words like that. And I finally called him up and said, dude, why are you slurring your words? I said, are you back on that aspartame stuff with that Red Bull? Well, yeah, I have to have it before I preach. And I'm like, because he's doing like seven sermons. He was literally doing seven preaching services every Sunday morning, all these different locations. And I said to him, I said, dude, I said, you are really getting cognitively impaired with this. Yeah. I said, you need to stop that. And he said, well, you really? I said, yeah. I said, use the purple sticks. I was like, you brought him a pancake thing of purple sticks. But I warned him. I said, don't be using that much aspartame, dude. Don't be using any aspartame.
Yeah, and here's the benefit. I want to say here's the part of this you got to remember. If you've been using a lot of these stimulants like Red Bull and all this stuff, you've been using artificial sweeteners, always remember there's something beautiful called neuroplasticity. You can help rebuild your brain if you stop putting the toxins in there. If you cut these toxins out and you start replacing them with nutrients that feed your brain, like the magnesium brain food, just like they showed in this study here, magnesium thionate, you can start reversing the effects. What the study shows, I'm not making any claims, but the studies are showing you can reverse the effects. But you've got to stop the crap going in.
Well, you're the perfect example. You used to drink Red Bull like crazy.
All the time. I hammered them. We bought cases when we were up in Amelia Island. Oh, yeah. Cased them. Kept them cooler all day.
By the way, I want to change topics. I'm going to talk about boater safety and being really careful with motorized vehicles.
Okay.
This guy, basically, Florida developer George Pinto, had a complete meltdown. He was basically running through a harbor, and he ran
into a boat.
Yeah, okay. In a harbor, about 50 miles an hour. Wasn't speeding. There was no speed limit there. And hit a wake. And the wake turned him into the harbor buoy, and hit the harbor buoy.
Yeah.
Flipped the boat. 11 people were injured in the boat. One was killed. One was seriously injured.
11 people. It was a big boat.
Now they're charging for, like, they want to put him in prison for 20 years. He's in trial, and he's crying.
Is he drunk?
No. Well, they never tested him for alcohol.
If it was an alcohol impaired, there's no way they're going to get 20 years, 10 years.
But no, now he's facing manslaughter.
Someone died.
Oh, yeah. George Pinto, 54, well-known real estate broker in Doral, is now facing manslaughter and a felony vessel homicide charged for his involvement in the 2022 Biscayne boat crash that took the life of 17-year-old Lucy Fernandez and left Katarina Fugue, who was 18 at the time, with debilitating and permanent injuries. You know, he started crying profusely at trial on Monday. Now here's why I bring this up. I'm going to say something to you guys, and I mean this very sincerely from the bottom of my heart. When you operate vessels like this, like boats, like I had the Nautiques, I've had the Mastercrafts, I had one boat that had a 30-inch, 20-inch cleaver prop on it. The doggone thing would run 93 miles an hour. You remember that boat?
Oh, yeah.
We call it the Toad. It had a 325 horsepower.
Scary fast.
It had 325 horsepower Mod VP on the back of it, and it was modified to even higher horsepower.
It was carbon or aluminum shell. What? I think it was light.
It was balsa wood.
Yeah, that's right, balsa wood.
The boat would run 90, had it clocked at 93 miles an hour, which is insanely fast. Unbelievably dangerous boat.
On water.
Remember,
water is constantly a constant variable. You go on a racetrack, you've got a prep track, you got tires that are warm. You can pretty keep your variables pretty
tight. Unless it rains.
Well, but that's a big variable. When you're on the water, everything can change very quickly.
I remember
just a 5 or 10 mile an hour increase in wind in a different direction will change your chop.
I used to do power slides in the Mastercraft where you turn it sideways with a slide.
They're
I remember
fun.
One time I hit a wake, broke my left rib.
Oh, yeah.
Broke two ribs.
Cracked
two ribs. I wasn't wearing a life jacket. Yeah, I'm really blessed I wasn't thrown out of the boat without a life jacket.
You know, but some people would say it was God's will you broke your ribs.
I was being stupid. And then I remember, I would be out there in the boat all the time, but I was always careful not to make sure nobody was around me when I did.
Yeah.
Okay, and I became super anal after that with the boats. Like, don't be doing this, don't be doing that. And you don't realize how dangerous it is on a boat. Years ago, I had two German family. My uncle Fritz, he was a great guy. He's in heaven now, and his wife came here, and I was in the Nautique, and we were over there in the channel in Clearwater, and I was trying to pass a big boat. Okay, and I didn't realize it was throwing a 7-foot wake in front of it, beside it. And I was back behind the wake, so I got over to the edge of the wake, and I looked down. It was a drop, and I knew I was going to flip the boat.
Yeah.
So I just pulled back the throttle, got back behind the boat, and told my friends. I said, this ain't going to happen with me. That's what happened to him. He got awake, got pushed to the harbor buoy, had an accident, and now he's being charged for manslaughter. Now, mind you, he's liable for what he's done from a civil standpoint.
Yeah.
I got that. But this was an accident.
If it was an accident, and he wasn't drinking alcohol, and it's hard times.
No, I would never find him. But I would tell them to file a lawsuit on him civilly, because this guy's very wealthy.
Go after
but,
insurance.
But putting him in prison for 15 to 20 years for an accident, okay, he's stupid. Last time I checked, you don't get put in jail for being stupid unless you're drunk and you kill somebody. But they didn't test him. They should have tested him for alcohol. They didn't do it.
That's what I'm saying. That there's no place to put that in from a criminal standpoint if they didn't.
But these prosecutors get all bent out of shape.
Oh, they do. Well, a lot of times what happens is somebody knows somebody that doesn't like somebody, and they call the prosecutor and they say, I don't like this guy. Make an example of him. The whole legal system in Florida, sometimes it gets really compromised because you get certain groups that basically have these vendettas because they're involved with other groups that have little hats, and they like to make a point out of certain people because they don't like their background or their heritage or things they said on podcasts or other things they brought up.
or they don't like their dad or their son,
or they watch certain podcasts before they go in depositions and all kinds of other stuff.
You know what's funny? Yesterday I was driving over to get lunch in Lake Alfred, right?
Yeah.
You know, Lake Alfred's a scourge of Central Florida. Everybody hates that town because of the cops. And there was a sheriff. There was a trooper sitting there taking pictures.
Yeah.
You know, over on Bolander.
Oh yeah.
You know, parked out in the Grove in the sun in the heat. So I pulled over. I said, I'll just talk to him.
Okay.
You know I'm not joking.
I know you're,
I pulled over. I said, hey, buddy, you okay? What do you mean? Are you broke down? You want to tow you out? You're in the Grove. Well, no, I got 20.
You're in the Grove?
Yeah, what was left of the Grove.
Yeah.
You know? And I said, you know, there's a place right down the road here by this, you know, the wedding venue. You can pull off the road, get out in the grass, and get under an oak tree, get in the shade. He goes, well, yeah, I've only got 20 more minutes. I said, well, are you shooting pictures now? You doing radar? Goes, oh, no, I'm just sitting here doing some paperwork. And we were having a chit chat. He was really, really nice. He was not a leprechaun screaming and yelling in my window, which I had happened to me already.
Guys, but
you know, so you could be nice to the police officer. And he was really, really, really nice. He probably was brand new to the force. He was good. But you know, all this stuff is something you got to realize. Just be nice to the police officers, and most of the time they'll be nice back to you. Most of the time. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes when they're leprechauns, they got an axe to grind with somebody because they're 3 feet tall and they're angry about life. So it's funny. I can tell you that. I told you that story. I can tell you that story.
You're good right now.
He walked up to my car. He wasn't even bending over.
There.
He's looking in the window. And I'm like, how tall is this guy? And he's screaming at me.
He didn't crouch. He hit his knees.
I didn't see him crouch. Like, he could have been crouching. I wouldn't pay attention.
You see the hat at the side of the window.
But anyway, what's your next story?
All right, I'm going to cover this one here. This is an interesting study. I lost my train of thought with the leprechaun. There we go. Right here. Scientists find a sleep duration sweet spot for healthy aging. This is one that everybody has to work on, including myself, as far as getting into healthy sleep patterns. It says if you regularly sleep fewer than 6.5 hours or make habits of sleeping more than 8 hours, it can also make you age faster. They said staying in bed and sleeping for like 9, 10, 12 hours actually can have negative effects on you, equivalent to having too little sleep.
I didn't realize that.
The body's not designed to be that inactive for that long.
That lazy.
That lazy.
I didn't say that.
Bro, if you got time to sleep 12 hours a day, you've got to reevaluate your goals. Like, that's my problem. Like, I can get 4 hours, I can wake up and get more stuff done.
If you sleep 12 hours a day, you're probably smoking too much pot.
Oh, gosh, you're going to go there.
You know I'm right. What it does to the brain is unbelievable.
It puts you to bed. Oh. And again, I'm not knocking guys. I got a lot of combat veterans I know that are good friends of mine. They use THC legally to get some sleep. A lot of them got PTSD, but they use it more of a tool, not a crutch. If you're an 18-year-old kid and you haven't been combat deployed and you're over here smoking weed every night because you're stressed out because you know you had to work an 8-hour shift. Oh, God forbid you have to work. And you got to smoke pot to stay in bed so you can sleep for 12 hours. You need to evaluate your goals and your life decisions because I promise you it's not going to get any better if you continue that behavior pattern. Watched it, seen it. And that's the thing that now I've watched for the younger generation. I've talked to so many people in the serving world and in basically customer service. And this younger generation has like the thinnest skin on earth I've ever witnessed. I talked to a server the other day at a restaurant and they wanted her to train some other new girl that came in. And she's older, she's like in her 30s. Real good server, excellent. She's been doing her whole life. Incredible. Gave her a great tip. And she goes, I told them I'm not serving them. They're not going to fire me.
Not training them.
Yeah, I'm not training them. Yeah, she goes, I'm not training this new girl. And they said, well, you have to. She goes, no, I don't. Well, yes, we get insubordination. She goes, you're not going to fire me. You know why? Because that girl, I'm going to spend 2 days training her. I'm going to lose half my tips. And then what's going to happen is in 3 days, she's going to quit. Dead on the money. She said exactly happened. Another server spent 2 shifts getting her trained. She went up to a table her third day. Lady got mad at her. She dealt with a Karen. Walked off the job. Walked off. Just not even a quit. Took her apron off. Left. Never showed up again. And she goes, I rest my case. I don't have to prove my point anymore.
I know one lady named Karen who's fantastic. She's one of my best friends. I love her.
Oh, she's awesome. Great customer, great listener.
And, you know,
been with for years. But, and I didn't mean referencing her.
I know, but I want to make sure I clear that.
Yeah, she'll get mad at you.
Yeah, she'll get mad. I don't blame her either. Lack of sleep fueling cancer surge at under 50s.
There you go.
She just said that. Insomniacs are up 3 times more likely to develop some forms of cancer. 3 times.
Yeah, you got to sleep.
A lack of sleep could be fueling a surge in cancer among the under 50 group, according to the latest largest study. Insomniacs are 3 times more likely to develop some forms of disease without those who have diagnosed sleep problems. You know, it's funny. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you need to be wearing a CPAP machine so you can sleep. Now, I'm going to stop for a second.
I'm good.
Now, why you say, well, you snore, you should wear a CPAC. No. Why would I not wear a CPAC? Number one, I don't hear myself snoring, so I'm good. Number two.
Or everybody else.
No, listen to me. I can't sleep with you because you snore. We get separate rooms.
We have to separate rooms when we travel.
Or we get a suite.
You
get a suite.
I won't sleep in the same room with him.
No.
He wakes me up. All night long, we're throwing pillows across the room yelling at each other. We don't sleep.
But here's the problem, right? Here's the problem. I'm laying in bed, and I've got a CPAC machine, and it sounds like I'm Darth Vader all night, right? How am I going to hear if somebody breaks into the house?
That's exactly right.
How am I going to hear if I have a breach on the front doors?
I already wake up like that with anything. I hear a little sound. I wake up in the middle of the night.
And, alpha males go to bed wearing earplugs, wearing a CPAC machine. What are you going to do if somebody breaks into your house and you have to defend your family? You're going to sleep through the whole thing. If they don't kill you, you're in your sleep.
You are no longer combat effective.
You're not combat effective.
Well, off that, you got a mask on with all this stuff. And I'm not picking on anybody that needs to use it. But I just dealt with too much stuff when I was younger. Didn't sleep like that. What happens if you do hear something in the night? Oh, put my mask on. We gotta put it on. I'll drop the machine over. Now I'm wrapped around my arm. Now I'm trying to get out of bed. Well, where's your doggone pistol at? Oh, my pistol's on the other side of the room, unloaded in a lockbox,
wrapped up in the CPAC machine.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, now listen to me. If you got a medical problem and you got to use it, okay, I understand that.
It's not for me.
Okay, but it's not for me. All right, but you know, some people medically have to do those things.
Well, there's some people, they say like they get such bad sleep apnea, they like.
Well, if you're 90 years old, okay, and you're using a CPAC machine, you're probably not combat effective anyhow, so whatever, you know. I'm not saying now you're gonna send me a picture of you sitting there all muscled up in your nine. You're gonna go, oh god, yeah, I'm 9 and 10,
you're
I can curl 100 pounds and 20 reps
off this for the day, dude.
That's all right, but you guys know what I mean. And if you are going to be using that, make sure you bolt the doggone doors down really well. Make sure that nobody can get in and breach your
property. And have floodlights, and have cameras, and have a pit bull,
and have security systems, and a pit bull,
and less lethal sentries.
Oh yeah, with Nerf guns. What you could do is, I got a good friend of mine. He's a bodyguard down in Miami. You hire him. He'll sit out in front of your door all night while you use your CPAC machine.
Okay, I got to stop this. Yeah,
you're
going to get a lot of emails. Last one I got to cover. I don't have time to cover it right now. We clocked out. This says RFK's push to remove synthetic food dyes hinges on Big Foods Corporation, and brands are holding out till he's no longer in his position.
That's right. 2.5 years.
I figured that was going to happen. Yeah, like I said, I don't agree with everything he's done. However, I do agree with getting the food colorings out. That has been a nightmare in the food supply. The United States is one of the only countries stupid enough to still use synthetic food dyes in the vast majority of our food. Europe's banned them. China's banned them. Almost every other country's banned these food colorings. United States, no, man. We love synthetic petroleum-based food colors that directly cause ADD and cancer. Hoorah for our food coloring. Now, it's stupid and it's moronic, and the fact that this stuff's still in here. And so what's happened is the Academy of Nutrition and Dietitians found that nearly 20% of packaged foods and beverages in the United States contain synthetic food dyes. That's almost a quarter, dude. A quarter of the food on the market has food coloring. You go to Europe, Fruit Loops. They don't have food coloring. Canada, y'all don't even put food coloring in anything. Nobody does but the United States.
Well, because they have to make sure we stay stupid. Oh, by the way, this is a funny story. Glamorous, bleached, blonde real estate influencer deletes herself from the internet after revealing what she really thinks about Indians in Montana. I can't believe that the Daily Mail talked about this, and I can't believe I'm covering this.
Why?
This is funny.
This is funny.
But Amanda Caldwell of Bozeman, who's really a top realtor out there, has been criticized for sharing a Facebook story on Tuesday of a first-person view of a woman riding a horse with the message, "Finally, a scenic spot that isn't filled with Indians." The funny part about it is the Indians were there first.
Yeah, I was about to say, we did this thing that was really, I have a real problem with it. I love military strategy, but smallpox blankets.
Yeah.
We could have done better.
What we did.
What
we did to the end.
I'm a very, very big history buff, and there was some stuff that was just kind of out of line there. But so don't be out of line. Don't make stupid decisions. Use magnesium thionate. It'll keep your brain functioning better. That way, staying away from smallpox blankets again. That was just a bad move, bad look.
Oh, Trump says he'll sign a bill now making the daylight saving time permanent.
Thank God.
If he'll send it to him from Congress.
Please.
So over this time
change. Well, Florida's the worst because it's just the way everything is on here in the East Coast. And it's nonsense. Anyways, check it out. Magnesium Brain Food Product of the Week. Last day today. Email us if you call us. Don't send me emails if you want to fuss right now. I'm not in the mood this week. But other than that, I appreciate your emails. Thank you for your support.
Get the products on sale. Check it out. Product of the week. Have a blessed night. I'll talk to you tomorrow as always.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Remember, he is the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, and we can do all things through him. I love you guys. Go to church. Pray every day. Please. And thanks for supporting us, and thanks for being here for us. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. So thank you again. And thanks for your prayers, too. I love you guys. I pray for you guys all the time. God bless.